Ralphie Radio Show. You know, the one thing that we haven't discussed as we've been back on for 2011 has been Lindsay Lohan. She's out of the Betty Ford Clinic now, and a lot's been made about where she's moving to and what she's doing next, and still some news lingering about what exactly happened with Lindsay inside the Betty Ford Clinic. Dr. Andrea G. Barthwell is the CEO of the Two Dreams Outer Banks Treatment Program for Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. Dr. Barthwell joins the Ralphie Radio Show now. Thank you so much for making some time.
Thanks for having me, Ralphie.
All right, Lindsay Lohan, I'm sure you've been keeping up to date with this, especially with all the news that's been made about her stay at the Betty Ford Clinic. Are you as surprised as I am that all of this stuff allegedly went down and so much drama has surrounded that clinic?
I'm surprised that as much of it has been able to leak out as it has, but there's always a lot of drama within drug treatment and in alcohol treatment, and it's helping during that period of time while you're trying to get someone to understand what their diagnosis is and what their life is going to be like after.
This is really nothing new to the Betty Ford Clinic as far as maybe what happened inside, but the fact that it's being publicized is.
Yeah, they've really never had any leaks given all of the people that have gone through there.
Right.
And most programs are able to keep that kind of intrusion, but a lot of attention follows Lindsay.
So now next up for Lindsay Lohan, she's out of the clinic. She's going to move out back on her own again. Really, the question is, where does Lindsay go from here?
Well, I'm sure she's asking herself that now too.
Right.
While treatment allowed her to have an opportunity to get some abstinent time, it really does take some time, particularly for young people in recovery, to figure out what life is going to be like without the party and what the party is going to be like without getting high. And I've treated a lot of people in the 18 to 25 year old age group, and that's always a big impediment for them in terms of thinking about life after treatment or life in recovery.
TMZ reporting that she had moved unknowingly next to the building next to her ex-girlfriend Samantha Ronson. Now she's going to be moving out. I would imagine you would advise her to move out.
We know that people who do well after treatment experience a lot of anxiety, tension, and confusion and turmoil within the family and where they've had relationships in the past, and it takes a while for that to shift to hope and excitement on their part and on the part of the people around them.
Well, it should be an interesting 2011 for Lindsay Lohan for sure. We'll keep up to date with it. Dr. Andrea G. Barthwell, CEO of the Two Dreams Outer Banks Treatment Program. Dr. Barthwell, thank you again for making some time.